AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Closing arguments are expected tomorrow in the trial of the white man charged with last year's murder of 9 black people at a Bible study in Charleston, South Carolina.
The prosecution rested after playing the jury the recording of shooting survivor Polly Shepard's desperate 911 call.
He's coming, please.
Okay.
In between telling the operator what she knew, Shepard prayed, "Help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord."
There's so many people dead, I think. Oh, my God.
She said Dylan Roof told her he let her live to tell the world his racist motive. Roof's lawyers rested their case without calling any witnesses after a judge ruled they could not present evidence about his mental health. I'm Steve Coleman.
A family spokesman says Bernard Fox, known to TV viewers as Dr. Bombay on Bewitched and Colonel Crittenden on Hogan's Heroes, has died at the age of 89. Spokesman Harlan Bowl says the actor died today of heart failure at a Los Angeles area hospital. It snowed today in Serene Lakes, California, and you can hear the children sledding down the hills. Sounds like they're having a lot of fun, doesn't it? Teeth-chattering temperatures on tap tomorrow in the upper Midwest. It was bone-chilling cold today. North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin were all under a wind chill advisory, as were parts of Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Schools as far east as Connecticut are bracing for the cold snap as it moves their way. This is AP Radio News. The Fed has raised a key interest rate, the first increase in a year.
With the economy continuing to improve, Fed policymakers were unanimous in approving a quarter-point increase in the benchmark rate.
It is a vote of confidence in the economy.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen said modest economic growth is expected, but no huge boost from President-elect Trump's promised tax cut and deregulation proposals.
2.1% in 2017 and stays close to 2% in 2018 and 2019.
Fed policymakers are looking for inflation to be about 2% in a couple of years, and they now expect 3 rate hikes next year instead of 2. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Advisors say the Fed's decision to raise the key interest rate should have little immediate effect on mortgages or, for that matter, auto or student loans. Wall Street reacted today, the Dow dipping 119 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.